This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. diplomat Gordon Sondland ended his testimony after emphatically telling the impeachment inquiry targeting President Trump that there was a conditional deal withholding military aid to Ukraine unless it opened investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically. APZ Donahue.
Gordon Sondland said President Trump and his lawyer Rudy Giuliani explicitly pushed for a quid pro quo, an Oval Office visit for political investigations of Democrats.
Everyone was in the loop. It was no secret.
House Intelligence Committee Chair Adam Schiff says Sondland's testimony is deeply significant and troubling. He said he had to be convinced to start the impeachment inquiry.
Not by the whistleblower, but by the actions of the president.
New York Republican Elise Stefanik says Gordon Sondland is not changing her mind.
When it comes to impeachable offenses, they have yet to point to a shred of evidence.
What did the president want from Ukraine?
I want nothing.
He says the Democrats want to drum him from office. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Iran's shutdown of domestic internet access as part of a crackdown on anti-government protests stretched beyond 4 days. And an unprecedented outage that has caused growing harm to the economy there. London-based internet monitoring group NetBlocks posted a tweet early Thursday in Iran saying that the near-total internet shutdown has surpassed 100 hours since it began late Saturday. Authorities there imposed the shutdown to stop opposition activists from communicating and posting online images of nationwide protests that erupted last Friday. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said on Thursday he was unaware of any plans to withdraw 4,000 U.S. troops from South Korea if talks on cost-sharing fail. Asked if there was any threat to withdraw U.S. forces from South Korea if talks failed, Esper said that we're not threatening allies over this. This is a negotiation. This is VOA News. The impeachment inquiry into allegations President Trump sought to pressure Ukraine again was the first topic on the agenda Wednesday night, as Democrats competing to be the party's nominee in the 2020 election square it off in their latest debate. VOA's Jim Malone with details.
There were 10 Democrats on stage in Atlanta for the debate sponsored by MSNBC and The Washington Post. All the candidates support the impeachment inquiry now underway in the House. Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar supports the impeachment inquiry, but she will also be a juror if there's a trial in the Senate.
What this impeachment proceeding about is really our democracy at stake.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders warned Democrats about focusing too much on Trump.
He is likely the most corrupt president in the modern history of America. But we cannot simply be consumed by Donald Trump. Because if we are, you know what? We're going to lose the election.
Democrats hold their next debate in December in Los Angeles. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Ex-military chief Benny Gantz informed Israeli President Reuven Rivlin on Wednesday that he has failed to form a coalition government, almost guaranteeing Israelis will head to the polls again for the third time this year after political deadlock paralyzed the government. The political stalemate began after elections in April and September. Current Premier Benjamin Netanyahu's right-wing Likud party and Gantz's centrist Blue and White party both won approximately the same number of seats to become the largest parties in the legislature. The Israeli military says its warplane struck dozens of Iranian-Syrian military targets outside of Damascus Wednesday in retaliation for a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights the day before. But a war monitoring group says new Israeli strikes in Syria have killed 11 people. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the Israeli airstrikes targeted arms depots belonging to Iran's elite Quds force in two Damascus suburbs. The group says strikes also hit an airbase where air defense units are stationed. From the Syria side, the state news agency says its air defenses destroyed most of the missiles before they reached their targets. The Israeli military says the hits follow a rocket attack on the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights on Tuesday. I'm Charles de la Desma.
More at VOAnews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.